Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, as you prepare for your eternal journey, we should submit you to God and his power. And according to the word of God, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we'd like to take a moment to just thank him for his word. Thank him for his spirit. Thank him for his anointing. Thank him for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank him for all what he have decreed and declared that we are. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this broadcast. I thank you for Pastor Bill, who on yesterday was so faithful and committed to your word. It was a blessing to have someone to just step in and just go right along with the broadcast. So I thank you for it. I thank you for those that will hear the word of God today, those that will accept your word as truth and humble themselves and decree and declare that I will follow you. I thank you, Father God, for the overcoming the power to be able to overcome the things of the world. And I ask you, Father God, to help us in this message that we'll continue to do that well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we want to kind of pick up where Pastor left off yesterday for sure. She was talking in Ephesians 6, and one of the things that comes to my mind is that we're to be strong in the things of the Lord. That's so important. So before you put on everything, on the whole armor of God, before you make that stand, you won't be able to do that until you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, that's what Jesus did. Remember over there in, Luke 4, 1 through 19, read the story. Jesus was strong. He was led by the Spirit. Listen, brothers and sisters, Jesus was our example. Sometimes I wonder why. So that he may be able to identify with our weakness, according to Hebrews 4 and 15. See, Jesus did all this to... Oh, okay, we got past. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll read Hebrews 4 and 15. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Hebrews 4 and verse 15.
14.
14? Thank you, Pastor.
That's right, 15. I was going to do something else. I'm sorry, I apologize. Yeah, 15.
Okay. Reading from the King James. For we have an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Amen.
Read that one more time, Pastor, please.
Yes, Pastor. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. But was in all points tempted like as we are, sin. Amen.
Amen. See, he went through it for us. He was tempted. So when we talk about fighting the battle, Jesus fought the battle. So he could identify with us. He took your flesh and laid it upon the cross so that he might destroy him who had the power over death, that is the devil, and released those things who through fear of death were able, well, I should say, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus took care of that. How do I know that? In Hebrews 2 and 14, read that out there. Hebrews 2 and verse 14.
Okay. Read it from the King James. For as much... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I got it. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Amen.
Yeah. So he did that. So when we doing battle, remember Jesus and did this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it is true, brothers and sisters. We don't. We can share the same Father with Jesus, and it is true that we can share the same kind of flesh and blood because of what Jesus, because a man like us, if you will, he died mm-hmm. as we must die. But listen, mm-hmm. through his death, he destroyed the power of the enemy. So all we got to do is follow in his footsteps. Can you say amen to that one?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, here's why. You will find that almost all of the elements that you experience come as a result of Satan. And they must be dealt with as a satanic. They must be cast out. They must be cast down. Do not listen to what Satan says. For the devil, the Bible says, is a liar. John 8:44, ask Pastor to read that. See, you got to know he's a liar. That's why it's important. You got to know who you're listening to, what you're listening to. You can't assume anything with this. You have to know the difference between God's voice and Satan's voice. And then when you know the difference, you need to obey God's voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen, amen. And that was John 8 and verse 44, Pastor?
Correct.
Okay. Reading from the King James. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When we speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Amen.
Amen. See, so if we would and I just hate to use this term, but I have to say it like this. If people will only listen to the truth of God, they will realize that every evil spirit is subject to them. They will find out that they are always in the place of triumphant, and they will mm-hmm. reign in life through the one Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:17. Living in a place other than where God has called us, and please listen to this, where God had called you and I, he called us from the high to live with him. In other words, God called us to be one with him. God had designated. Yeah. He designed that everything will be subject to man. Through Christ,
mm-hmm.
he has given you the authority, given me the authority over all the power of the enemy. He has worked out an eternal redemption. So enough for this believing Satan lies, what we can do and can't do. When Jesus said, I was, listen, brothers and sisters, when people will come to the realization that we have a place, and I want to tell you, it's unique. The position that God has placed you in is unique. And God will do something today for every man that will call on him. Look for a miracle every day. The very thing that enemies say you can't, that's what God trying to tell you you can.
Amen.
When he tell you you got to be in bondage, you tell him you're free. Bless God.
Amen.
See, but sometimes we have to go to that place. The blind man said he never seen. He was born blind. But because of the word preached in that afternoon, he was not going to home until he got his sight. So you got to have that kind of mentality.
Amen.
I'm blind and I was born this way, but I'm not going back home. I don't have to go back home this way now that Jesus has showed up.
Hallelujah.
See, if I ever had joy, it is when I have a lot of people who will not be satisfied until they get this stuff, until they realize that, you know what, this is mine. I'm going to claim it. And they get great joy with the anointing, like just simply laying hands on people. Man, I get joy watching people do that, imitating God.
All right. Amen.
Anyway, according to that story, God restored the man's vision. It was very strange how the man react. You get a chance to read that story. See, that was some like electric lights. First, he counted them, then he counted us. Or ecstatic, please. This man experience every moment because of the sight. It made us all feel like weeping, and it made, when I read this story, it makes me feel like dancing. When I think about this story, it makes me want to shout. This man has never, ever seen. Well, put a pin in that for a moment. The Lord tell me, I can identify with this man. I said, how can I, Lord? He said, you were blind to truth. I said, that's right. I didn't see this before. See, so in a sense, we just like that man that was blind.
All
our lives, we've been walking around blind. And then God restored us immediately.
Yes, he did.
Just like he restored that man's vision, he restores us. And it may be very strange to you. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, what is your response to the word of God? I tell you what my response is to do what Hebrews 4:16 says, let us go boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain that mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. That's God's grace. That's what he wants to do. He wants to help us. I just get ecstatic, man. I just get excited when I think about what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
Don't realize that there's a blessing. Start looking for a blessing. You know, I can tell you when this stuff been, when you know that you were asleep and all of a sudden you've been awakened, that is a wonderful feeling, man. You go like, oh, wow, I see. I see. I see now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, I want to share another scripture with you. Because I'm always thinking about what a savior we have.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wonder, Christ did this for us so that we can fight the enemy. You know, just let me tell you what. You have peace. When he said he was put peace in our heart, listen, brothers and sisters, that's exactly what God does.
Thank you, Lord.
He get that peace to everybody. And he says, be strong. Yeah. And to every weak body, be strong. Deuteronomy 31:6. Don't go halfway, go all the way. Make that decision that you're going to go all the way. Make that decision that you're going to fight if you have to fight alone. You're not taking it any longer. You're going to fight. We are in this war. You're going to bind and you're going to loose. Because the Bible said whatever you are bind on earth, in other words, whatever you are locked down on earth, he said, I'm going to lock it in heaven.
All right, if you shut
the enemy's mouth, he said, I'm going to shed it. Listen, brothers, expect it. The devil's still going to go, yeah. But know that it's bound. He locked up. The Bible says he has a roaring lion. Take authority over Satan. Read Luke 4:8, Pastor. Read Luke 4:8 before we go. Take authority over Satan. You must. You have to.
Amen. Luke 4:8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen.
Amen. So you're listening to God. How do you do that? You listen to what the word of God says, and that's what you do.
Amen.
I was talking to a young man, was that yesterday or before yesterday? But we was talking about being in the spirit of the Lord. Well, somebody then brainwashed him, and he thought being in the spirit of the Lord, because it said be strong in the spirit of the Lord, because somebody praying. That's what we were talking about. We were talking about praying in the spirit of the Lord. So he thought praying in the spirit of the Lord was praying in tongues. I said, no, brother. Praying in the spirit of the Lord is just what he says, praying in the spirit of the Lord. Now, let's unpack this. Let's dissect this thing, because I want people to have the truth. When you pray in tongues, that in another language. Some of y'all know 2, 3, 4, 5 different languages. That's praying in tongues. When you praying in the spirit, you praying according to the word of God. How do I know that? Because the Bible says that the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. See, in Acts 2:4, they was filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus over there in Matthew 4 was filled with the Spirit. How did he get filled? He was full of the Word of God. So guess what came out of his mouth in Matthew 4? The Word of God. See, when you get filled with the word, that's all you can speak.
Yes, yes.
See, the Holy Spirit is on the word of God. That's what he's been sent here to do, is to teach people what the word says, not what you're feeling. So get out of that realm, please. That won't change nothing. The way you feel won't change. Now, that's what's going to change is your feeling. Your feelings that make you get mad, you know. But you got to understand the purpose of the power. Just like they was filled and they began to speak. See, people, they get that mixed up. When the Holy Spirit comes, he gives us wisdom and knowledge that you wouldn't ordinarily have. You wouldn't ordinarily have that. But because of his spirit, his word, and let me tell you, it's for believers. I tell people all the time, just be a believer. Because Mark 9:23 says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Not him that feel, not him that thinketh. How you going to cast out a devil and you don't believe it?
All right.
You don't even believe in spirits. That was one reason we was teaching about spirits. You don't believe in them, so why should you cast them out? It's pointless. You don't believe in them. You believe that boy there having mental illness, and that's a spirit, man. Brother, sister, let me tell you, I have nothing against education. My granddaughter just got her master's degree. We teach education. But by the same token, on the same side of that now, we teach folks to get filled with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Ghost, so he can lead you in the right direction. Yes. So you got to have that divine touch.
Amen.
I was sharing this with somebody over in Psalms 103:3. The Bible says the Lord heals all their disease. Now think about that. Think about that for a minute. I'm going to show you what education does to people who don't have the Spirit of God. Oh, well, you know what? That's an incurable disease. Incurable disease. The devil is a lie. I told you, John 8, she read it for you. He's a lie. But God's going to say this. The Lord heals all your disease, all of them. So it doesn't matter what it is. It's never healing for it. But if you allow education to take you over, you're going to say, oh, that's an incurable disease. That ain't what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Oh, you don't believe? Pastor, find Psalms 103:3, please, before we get up out of here.
Okay, Pastor.
See, the day is coming where you got to believe the Word of God. Believing means acting on the Word of God. And if you truly act on the Word of God, nothing is going to harm you. Nothing is going to hurt you. Because he believers call those things that he don't believe to act on it. That's what makes him a believer, see?
Amen. So verse 103, Psalms 103 and verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases. Amen.
Yeah, the Lord heal all your disease. So how you going to let some dipstick doctor, some physician, some church folk, well, it's just some things incurable. I said, well, why are you serving God? I'm trying to figure it out. If God can't do nothing for you now as far as healing, deliverance, I'm just waiting for I get there. God don't want you up there weak. He don't want you. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, you got to make a transition from earth to your eternal destination. And you got to be able to fight the devil, because there is power, principalities, rulers of darkness. You're going through that. And you got to be able to fight. You got to be able to stand. And when you've done all to stand there for. Yeah. It ain't the easy as some people think it is. Now, you got some stuff to do. But anyway, I'm reminded of a couple of stories, but I won't go into that. I'm going to tell you this, brothers and sisters. God is healing in the 21st century. He is doing miracles in the 21st century. He's opening blind eyes. Maybe not natural, and yes, natural too, but not limited to natural. He's opened spiritual eyes.
Yes.
So people can see truth. That's where we at. So,
amen.
In closing, I'm going to say this. You got to hear what God is doing. And when you hear, they're like, everybody got healed. They heard what was going on. And they went there. They heard something.
Yes. Amen.
Hey, remember the lady for what? She was helpless. 20-some years. But she heard. She heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as the prayer for her came, boom, she got healed. It's the same thing today, brothers and sisters. When you hear, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A lot of times, let me tell you what, God just wants us to believe. Believe in the impossible. When the devil said you can't, say, oh yeah, I can, because the word of God says it's possible. He says it's possible.
Amen.
So deal with him. So don't allow that to, you know, they got a thing they call filter, like on the computer. Sometimes you're looking for something, you got to filter certain stuff out, got to get rid of it. Going to filter.
That's right.
When you want healing, filter out the doubt, the unbelief. Filter it out.
Yeah. Say that.
And just say, if it ain't healing, I'm on. So get every healing scripture you can and confess it and stay on it.
Yeah.
Lord, you say you heal all my disease. I got AIDS. Oh, praise God. God heals AIDS. I got TB. Mm-hmm. Oh, God heals TB. I got polio.
Yeah.
God heals. See, God healed all of our disease.
Hallelujah.
You got the right to whatever it is. Boom, lay it up on the cross. Boom, lay it on Christ. You can do that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But if you can't listen to both of them, you're going to either do what God say or you're going to do what the devil say. If God be God, then follow him. And if Baal be God, then follow Baal. You got a choice. Yeah.
Amen.
But if you do what God said, you're going to be healed. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone have any comments before we dismiss? Hallelujah. Press one. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, we thank everybody. Thank those that kicked on me yesterday. Evangelist Rose from Akron, Ohio, she checked on me because she didn't hear me. She went, well, where are you at, Pastor? And I told her, having a little difficult there, but she enjoyed your message, Pastor. You did a great job.
Oh,
so that's good to know that other people listen and hear the work you're doing. Meanwhile, hey, y'all take care, and we'll see y'all on tomorrow for Thankful Thursday.